Om Shanti. Good morning again, everyone. This morning we have Sudesh Didi, and we know her well by now, so no introductions needed. But she'll be speaking about drama, the drama of life today, with a little deeper touch on karma to add to yesterday. So that's nice, no? And then you'll be in conversation groups again, and then a visit to Global Hospital. So more announcements in a bit, but welcome to Didi. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Still good morning, good morning. Godly morning. Special morning. This morning, I would like to ask you, where are you? Here you are at Mount Abu, of course, in Gyan Sarovar. But we are here, all of us are here. You are also here, I am also here, others are also here. Why are we here on this planet? What is the purpose of life? What are we doing? So the first thought, as I sat down here, came in my mind that there was a time when some religious, righteous people did something special. Somebody wrote a book, wonderful, nice teachings, inspiring. Such people become very famous. Or in every religion there are some inspiring founder of religion and as well founder of special path of living. They become very famous. Or in politics, president, prime minister, or a high position people come on the stage because they become famous. And what I see you all, nowadays, where is the crowd very quickly gathering? Where is generally seeing it? Either it's a match, stadium, or if a special actor of Hollywood or Bollywood be there, crowd becomes very quick collected. And this thought passed through my mind that there are statues which are worshipped and people come together, crowd is also there to see them. But I see you, including myself, on this world stage. And those who come on the stage for short time or long time, what are they called? Actors. Right? So what I am seeing you today, the special hero and heroine, playing a wonderful role, and also importance, the beauty of this play is that we play as active actor. Active actors. But at the same time, one needs to learn how to become detached observer. When you observe something very special, you like it, you are absorbed in it. And what you have seen, you say, the theater, the program was very wonderful. And then you mention the name of those who played the part in drama. So this world stage is also called the stage to play part with many different actors. So, what is actually really meaning of drama? What is the meaning of drama? Drama means act. If you read a book or story, very interesting, entertaining, inspiring, you would say, I have read this book. It's not called drama, but the same story is enacted by actors on the stage. You come and say, oh, I have seen very nice drama today. So what I want to say is that in reality, on this field of actions, whatever is in our personality, automatically that is expressed. And this unlimited drama, eternal drama, with many different actors, with many different features, many variety. Beauty of this drama is that actors are very special. One actor is not like the another one. So, actor means action, the who performs action. So what attracted us to be here to play the part? Were we not happy where we were before? Many people believe that we were, in spiritual language they say, we were beyond this world. Somebody leaves body, goes to heaven. God is called Heavenly Godfather. And so if you have left the body and gone to heaven, why people are coming back here? Population is increasing all the time. Were we not happy where we were before? What brought us here? What is the deep secret that we got this body? Means this dress in variety colors and variety designs. We are wearing this body which is called dress, or you can call it in your morning class, one of the session, perhaps example of your auto, your car, or your home, your building, your palace, whatever. So we are, but we act action is natural. One is not able to perform action due to any reason, physical body, disabled. We feel mercy for that person. And if someone is very active and plays very wonderful role, we appreciate, especially the youngsters one, dream to become one of the actors. Right? So much competition for this, or wish to become an actor. But you are already actors actually. But my question again, why are we here? Were we not happy where we were before? And attraction more and more coming, population is multiplying of every place. Deep within us is one special part of our personality, which definitely like to express themselves and experience what is in it in my life. So you come to express your eternal values that are in you. And you want to experience this from others as well, and wish to play a perfect role. In fact, only by coming here on this planet, we recognize how valuable we are. Now people think there's no value of life. People are shooting each other, killing each other, violence everywhere. Tension, fear, worry. So the values are, and value means actually to bring something not only within you for yourself, for others as well. So I use analogies are always easy to make understand. For example, a bag of seeds, maybe 1 kilo seeds are there. And it is kept safe somewhere. Can stay there in safe environment for few years. And out of that bag, a gardener has taken only 10 or 15 seeds and planted in the soil. After 10 years, 15 years, now you see the value of one fruit is much more valuable than 100 seeds. You understand what I said? The value of the seed, which is very, is full of potential, if sitting at one place and not sprouting, not being planted, it might be remain safe, but the value is not increased. So each individual is blessed with special values of knowledge, of peace, of pure love, harmony, happiness, self-respect. They are born with some specialities. And if, for example, in the family, parents are very strict, child is always asking, Mama, what is this? Papa, what is this? Every little thing what child sees, wants to know. The desire to know what is outside. And also, want to express himself or speaks. And sometimes children, parents are strict, and the child with great joy want to express something, and parents think, perhaps this is not civilized way. And say, shut up, keep quiet, just are here. Right? Child wants to express something very special, and parents suppress him not to speak. You see, whole life they are like blocked. The joy is not there, because the purpose of his enjoy what is in you, the original self, innate personality and quality in all of us. But what happens when we come on this place? We do not remember or do not know the story, unlimited story of this drama. And if being an actor, not knowing the drama, the beginning, the middle and the end, you cannot play a real role that you want to play. There are some deep imprints in us which automatically express, doesn't matter whatever it is, on mountains, through stone, tree are going. Otherwise, you have to dig the land, give the place, safe environment to the seed. So, expression is natural. Action is natural. If we are here in this physical body, we cannot avoid karma, it is called. Action means karma. But we have always, most of the time, when we use the word karma or hear the word karma, we say suffering. Oh, my karma. Karma word is translated because the actions are such that bring dissatisfaction, does not give joy and satisfaction. So then we say, oh my karma. So deep within they understand that somewhere I have played wrong role. I did the play, but I did not play the right part, how to interact or what, or wrong time I have expressed myself. So then we feel sad. Sometimes we are rejected by others. So in fact, when I understand who is the actor, where we go wrong that we are not enjoying our life, story is the same. We are born, we are growing up, we have our family, we have our job. A time comes we leave this costume. And very few few go with great satisfaction, others go with sorrow. What is the reason? The part that we have been playing is played not as I, the soul, am an actor. We play the role of wrong, with wrong identity. Values are in the soul, and of course this soul is expressing its value through this body. But we begin to identify ourselves with body, with matter, which does not understand how to play my part. Because body does not, it's like a puppet. Player is someone else. It's an instrument. And you are expressing your skills and speciality through this. So, instrument is sitting there. You don't see any sound of it. Player is not there. It itself does not play. Even if it's automatic, it is connected with something which will play automatically. There is some energy behind. And so what has happened, what gone wrong, that the energy which is seated in this body has forgotten the beauty, the power, respect, intelligence, skills, forgotten that it is in me, the soul. We begin to identify ourselves with the body, with the name, with relation, physical or only visible thing. But this is actually the place connected with the invisible, becoming visible by using these organs. So we have forgotten the name of the actor or the energy of the actor. Normal thing, for example, when we ask the child, what are you called? He says, I am called this and that. Then he's given the name. He says, my name is this. For example, if I ask you an introduction, some of you will answer, I am called Johannes, I am called Maria, I am called Gita, whatever Gita name. Meaning is that I am called, but in fact, I am not this, I am called by others. It is just like this body is composed with five elements, but it is you. The elements are used in different places, different way. For example, wood is wood. The wood, this is called chair, comfortable chair or seat. But same wood is here and door is made. It's called door. Same wood, a table is made, it is called table. Purpose is different, but it is made of the same thing. In the same way, we are called human beings, human, people, people, human beings. Human mostly, we see ourselves human as a girl or boy. We begin to identify with our external part. But actor is inside playing this. So then later on, for example, you say, you become very conscious of adopting my name. When I'm saying called, so it is little bit detachment from that. And when I am given, your name is this, your name, so you, my name, so my comes in it. And then later on, I am Johannes, I am Martin, I am Maria, I am Rose, is the name of the body. So where we have reached, the actor that has to play the role begin to see itself, the costume, limited up to the costume, not to the speciality or role that we have to play it together. And so this world is called the drama, the story. And its story is from rich to poor, for poor to rich, from day to night, night to day, the story of the light, time of darkness, the story of being the whole world happy, and story is reached, the whole world is suffering. And now we forgot that actually, and we question, no, why it is happening like this? Why this is happening like this? So because we have not understood that somewhere link is broken. And the dialogue that we are playing is not right time with the right person or with the right scene. It is not connected. And then we are dissatisfied. So drama means action. And action means different type. Some are instant action. Some are long-term action. And sometime instant, short-term and long-term. Some people say, why these people are suffering and other people are happy? This is not a good drama. But in fact, on this play, we do see that people perform different actions based on what is in their mind, their intellect and in their personality. So in order to enjoy the drama, we have to understand that each individual is an actor on this play. And this we remember deep within us, that not only of this birth, but from eternally, certain things we like and love, and we expect that others should behave with us or act with us, because there is action and there is reaction. Reaction is somebody is doing wrong, we react, we also do wrong. When somebody is angry with us, we also get angry. Somebody does not like us, we begin to reject them gradually. So it is an action-reaction theory. But when the right knowledge is there, there is an action with the director, and we play the role according to the director gives the training. Otherwise, we are missed that by our own selves, because of impatience, because of not being detached observer. So it needs to have the balance between being loving, active actor and detached observer. Otherwise, we absorb the negative forces and our own real part is suppressed. And then later on, we lose hope in ourselves, or we cannot see ourselves with an elevated vision, depression. But in fact, drama means enjoyable life. But what we started enjoying is the negative situations that has been, which is called in a spiritual language, it's called vices, lust, anger, greed, attachment, and ego. Now what is being more expressed is the something which are negative, which are harmful, and certain things that what we want is we want to play the role of love, peace, happiness, wisdom, benevolence, cooperation, protection. Then we are safe, then we are enjoying the play. And so every action that we do, some actions are instant. Instant traveler, for example, same weekend is there. And in that weekend, I plant some flowers. The same weekend, I plant some seeds to get vegetable. Another field, a piece of land, I put some grains to grow for different wheat or rice or whatever. So, time is the same of planting the seeds, but result is different. Number-wise, instant flowers blossom instantly. Vegetable will take few months. Tree will take 10 years or 8 years or 6 years, according to the time. So some people say, what kind of drama it is? It is not justice. Some are suffering, others are doing, those who are doing good actions, very kind, very gentle, very loving, giving, they are suffering. And those who are doing all this violence, deception, cheating people, corruption taking place, they are enjoying themselves. What kind of drama it is? So this is actually drama. It is not that those who are doing bad things that brings them joy. Now it is long-term action result of this. I give a story which I heard many times and practically observe and see as well as a detached observer. The story is that the two friends, these friends, one was very, very gentle, generous, supporting people at the time of need, extra support for those who were, because of certain situation, not able to help themselves. So became very well known and loved by all. His friend, another one, was very clever, skilled, very active, but he used, because of being selfish and name and glory he was looking for, so he started doing wrong things and earning through wrong methods, through corruption and through deceiving others. Anyway, a time came when the person who was doing very good things left body with great joy, respect. And anyway, the story of that life finished. The second one, when who was doing wrong things, last time of year of his life, he realized how wrong he has been doing and causing people sorrow, causing people unfair business or whatever. He really, with his honest heart, repented, realized that I have done all this in my life. I deceived myself and I have nothing taking with me. All this money that I have earned is not for me, it's for others to use. All the palaces I have built, it will go and used by anybody else. Please God, forgive me. Deep internal realization. Anyway, then some 2-3 lives later, these both boys, one was born in a very rich family, another was born in a very poor family. So, but they were friends. Children don't have any discrimination. So both became very lovely friends of each other. The one who was rich and has all the privileges, he gradually started doing things which were not good, not considered good character and good personality. But money was there, so he enjoyed and misused it. Bad habits. He always wanted his friend to join him because he has money and you should also enjoy the things he is enjoying. But this other friend, always felt, no, I won't like this. My parents are poor and I am also poor. Parents taught him that always do something good for the benefit of others. Do some social help to other people that you are blessed. So he used to go to the church, temple, and clean the place. It was his regular kind of system. And still this friendship remained, but the one poor boy who was born in that family did not took the part, the other activity that he was doing in bad habits. But they would meet and share friendship, some good things. One day what happened? The boy who was enjoying himself with different methods, so he went to his place where he went. Some conflict took place, and the time that they had shown, McFix was this boy that came and waited for his friend who was going in the temple or church to clean that or serve something to help people. So he waited, but then the person took more time, did not come. He got bored. It was under a tree. He found a sharp kind of spade to dig the land, just to play with it. And he sensed that there is something under this land. He went to market and bought a sharp thing to dig the land. And he found a beautiful pitcher, brass container. It was full with charcoals, but few gold coins were there in it. He was very happy. Oh, so my friend always creates fear in me. Don't do wrong things. You will suffer afterwards. Now see, I found gold. Let me see what my friends bring today, because he is really doing good things. So he waited for him. He saw him coming, holding a stick in his hand to walk, and a bandage on his feet, and also the other thorn pricked him, and he got both legs were like difficult to walk. So he said, "Why did you take so much time?" He said, "I am so thankful to God that He protected me. Otherwise, I would not have come to you. I would have already left the body, or maybe in the hospital." He said, "What happened?" "I was cleaning the roof with something, cleaning the temple. From the roof, a big stone fell on my leg, and the leg broken and got the injury. So I had to go to the hospital, and so certainly got the treatment and difficult to walk. But as I was coming, I was trying to walk fast, but could not make fast walk. There was a bush of big thorns. One thorn went into my foot. He pricked me, the thorn. And so I had to then get also treatment for that." He says, "See, you always said that God will punish you, but now you do good things. You are suffering, God punishes you. And I did the things I liked. I am enjoying. See, I got gold." So this person became very, his friend, confused that I do good thing, I should be getting a good result. And this one doing always bad things, and he found gold. So I was very confused. Doubt in self, the good service he was doing. Anyway, they met another friend there. He used to go into the previous birth, what is called, when you go in the previous life. Yeah. And 2-3 lives before, they were friends together. And this one karmic account was such that this person, this person who got the gold, he was the same person who did good to many people. He was going to get a full jar with gold coins. But because he had been doing wrong things with vices, this good gold changed into charcoal. But still good, something should remain. So this came to him. Out of a lot, he got still something reward for that. And the other one who was doing bad things, today he was going to be involved in someone's wrong action or being blamed and was going to put on gallows. So because of good action he performed, he got only thorn, from gallows to thorn. And you, I was going to get the full picture, you got only few. So it does not mean that people who do wrong things get gold, and those who do good things, they suffer. But in fact, gallows to thorn, which is meaning is that the big suffering reduced into small kind of suffering. And those who do good, bad, their good is also minused, and they reach to that level. It does not mean that those who are doing good karma are suffering. No, good karma bring them fruit, but both are called long-term karma. Long time ago, he saw the seeds of giving happiness to others, so he got the reward as well. And in between, he lost which was he was going to get. So it does not mean that those who are doing good things, they suffer, and those who do bad things. It's not the story of one scene. It is the drama of different scenes connected with the past scene. If we see only one scene, we are confused. Somewhere somebody is going to be put in jail, and he is my friend or my cousin or my brother, I would say they are doing wrong. But when his story of his actions are noticed, definitely he has to, in order to be realized, he is put in jail. The whole story, when you know, you are not confused. But when you see only one scene, you are confused. So God then tells us the story of the whole drama, of whole situations that we pass through. There was a time that the stage was called Sato Pradhan, means truth is the highest value in life, and purity, divinity, is the dignity of the person. Purity and peace brings patience in life, so it's able to give good wishes to others as well, even those who are angry and not happy with them, is still merciful. So qualities are also becoming seeds. Actions are seeds. They bring fruit, definitely. Instant, you help someone, other person is helping you, appreciating you. And if you do bad things, might be you can manipulate others, but eventually you lose your respect. You lose the love that other people have in their heart. So actions, reaction theory is very powerful, that when I am playing the role in soul conscious stage, with connection according to the direction of the director, I am using the values. Life is becoming valuable. I am planting the tree to get one in return of 100 or 1,000 fruits, which are not only I enjoy it, I give to my neighbors, my friends, my family. So good actions take time to grow, which is not only you, my own self, but for others as well. And bad actions, others will not share with you. You have to pay alone, because it is yourself, and also punishment through your bad actions. Company, other also lose their power. So this is why the suffering and happiness is not injustice or anything. It's the law of karma, which has become a drama of the unlimited play. So we have to learn to understand what is my original values, what is my real role to play. The qualities that I have, that I have to continue. But because of the influence of others, of weak souls, we are influenced by them and we lose our good karma as well. Then others are not responsible. I am responsible myself because I did not have the wisdom. I did not have the detached observer of every action has a reaction. As you sow, so shall you reap. But it is instant, long-term or short-term story. So we were Sato Pradhan. We were completely of this world was perfect. It is called Garden of Allah. It is called Paradise. It is called beautiful world of happiness, long life, healthy body, personality of everyone, respect for the self and respect for others. That is also action. Action based on divine virtues, all called sukarma, means beautiful actions based on soul consciousness. And vikarma means weakness, actions that we are performing is based on vices, our greed, our ego, our wrong desires and misuse of our authority. So this is what this world has become, very confused, because we lost the role the vision had to play. We started playing a role, different role from others. So this is, we have to understand, what is my role? What is in the soul originally? Peace, love, purity, wisdom, benevolence, kindness, forgiveness. Forgive and forget. Then you are always free. But when I want to take the revenge of that, I am actually watering the wrong tree to get the forest, to get the thorn, to get suffering. So it's in my hand how I handle the situation. When the wrong things are there, I use value. When fire is there, I need to use water, not oil. So I have to keep my cool, I have to keep my real honor in myself, then I am able to give self-respect to others as well. So it's an action. Different scenes are connected with the same story, but different actors play different role, so different reward.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
We have a little exercise for you now to get this point in your body that Dee Dee is conveying to you. So pens and papers, everything down, please. And room to stand up wherever you're sitting. Okay? No, no, not yet. I'm going to ask you to stand up and sit down 3 times only. Okay, stand up and sit down 3 times. Okay. Thank you for being so cooperative. Now, I will invite you to stand up and sit down again, but wait. Each time before you stand, in your mind, say to yourself, I choose to stand. And then stand up. And when you're standing, before you sit down, in your mind say, I choose to sit. We will do same exercise again, up and down 3 times, but each time I choose before you move. Clear? Okay, go. At your own pace. Go. Thank you. So did you notice a difference, time one, time two? Yes? What was the difference? Conscious? What else? Second one? Easier? Any other difference, time one, time two? More control? Conscious? Slow. Well, from here, the second time was much more dignified. What was moving you the first time? Up, down, up, down, up, down. What was moving you? My request. Maybe peer pressure. Go with the flow. Go with the group, yeah? What was moving you second time? your will, your consciousness, correct? That's the story of drama. Without consciousness, our behavior becomes very sloppy. Yeah? Peer pressure, moved by the group, and the world we live in is an expression of that. Yes? So Dee Dee bringing us back to awareness inside the action. Yeah? Clear? What do you think of that? Good, no? Back to you.
It's a good thing.
Is Dee Dee's asking if you have questions that she might be able to answer for you. Yes. Go ahead, Bo, you ask. Philip's coming with a mic. Okay. But stand up maybe, Bo, so we can see you.
Thank you. I understand the need for action.
Go ahead.
I understand the need for action in order to work with karma. But what is the original source of karma? Why don't we just stay up there in the first place, if it's so nice?
Thank you, Bo. We will ask Dee Dee that question through her little earpiece so she hears it properly. Okay, so just give us a minute so she can hear that properly. Thank you. Why do we need to come down anyways and perform karma? And what is the source of karma? Understanding karma is action, but what is the source or the reason why we must? What came before karma? What's driving our karma? What's the original karma of the soul? And what's the reason for karma?
Karma, as I said in the beginning, that in fact we are, each individual is a living being. And living energy must express itself. And as an eternal soul, we need to realize our qualities to increase, to become experienced of good qualities and powers. Like, for example, it will be natural, say, when you are sleeping, and you are tired, and say, please don't wake me up. I don't want to keep the alarm clock either. But nobody wakes you up, and suddenly you wake up, automatically. It's a living energy, automatically, what qualities are in it, will express. This is why this is called the field of action. Why I have come? Original was to increase my value, to recognize my self-respect. But I did not get the training for a long time. I have the training, I see myself a body, and I see other person also a body. And in this way, our action, our individual action. Second type of this is that it is combined karma as well. I did not do anything wrong, but in company of others, I became so influenced and impressed that it became collective karma. Sometimes the whole country is suffering with the same kind of situation. Sometimes same family, the whole family is going through same. So whatever seed we have sown, in fact we cannot stop without acting if I have a body. And I am a living energy, I must express my self-value. For example, you are not respected. you are not happy. If your value is appreciated, you increase it. If you just keep it hidden, of course you are happy that you don't want to make any show. But when you want to express with good wishes, automatically you are earning good karma and good result. Expression, the main thing is that living seed should express its potential.
So, Bo, I think it's a little bit like asking what caused the Big Bang. This awakening of the soul and then the expression of its natural qualities happens as part of the drama. Other question? Yes, you had at the front. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, Sister Sudesh. I'm having a really nice time here. And I have a question about when we leave and get in the taxi, and as soon as we get down the hill, okay, I said thank you, and I'm having a good time here. And what do you have advice for getting in the taxi, drive down the hill, go to Ahmedabad, and just crazy, busy people, lots of different things happening, and going back home, it's the same. How do you keep your consciousness? How do you stop it being, you know, you said family consciousness, collective? How do you stay in your own space?
So how to, she's enjoying her karma here because she's happy, she's settled, she's content. But when she leaves and the world begins to pull her, how does she keep this steady inner space?
It's up to me. I see as a detached observer, or I absorb the world things which is not giving happiness to me. That's why I have the balance, active actor. What I have to act myself, I need to protect myself, the first thing. If there is fire, then I want to finish it. So I cannot actually jump in the fire without wearing my waterproof dress, fireproof dress. But that is not enough. I need the source, water source, to finish it. So when there's any situation which is taking my real power away, I have to bring my positive power in me. Another aspect is that this world, of course, certainly would not value your values, because then majority will have jealousy with you. You want to do good, but they will be jealous. But then I understand it's not their fault. They also want to progress, but time has been such that that person, thinking, I have been doing so good, now let somebody else do it. For example, you are in the same office. You are doing something very nice, fine, and hard worker. A time comes, then you say, everything, the officer, everything puts on me. I am not an all the time working person. Let my colleague do the work. Now he started doing work, got the opportunity. Up now, naturally, reward will come to him. I need to have big heart or mercy. If he is jealous, then I should have mercy that he did not get the opportunity. And if he is getting the reward, appreciate that I became example for him. So every time, It's the quality which I have to use. So then, poor soul, with jealousy he would not earn more. With courtesy, the weakness is playing, acting, play the role. There I, virtue has to play the role. With, for example, some not, I am a valuable soul, and others do not respect me. Do I value my value with their measurement, or do I value my value with my self-respect? For example, I have a diamond shop, and many people come to see. Those who are real buyers and recognize diamond, they will be interested to go into detail of it and will buy. And some do not have money, but are interested to see what diamonds are, because they don't have anything, but they want to train or enjoy this and say, oh, this diamond, I don't think this is real. I will see, check. Now, I, the diamond merchant, will not throw away my diamonds because others did not value. So when we see in this world, it's full of valueless. So I need to keep my value so it is not, the value or negative is not influencing me. Self-respect is the key, and protection is the method.
Beautiful, Didi. Thank you so much for that. And we have a whole session on the last day about how to take this home. So you'll get some more wisdom as well on that day, okay? Thank you for that. Our time is finished, Didi, but there is one last question, may I ask? Yes? Okay. So this is about karma is our action. So are we able to change our destiny, or the destiny of another individual, or the destiny of each individual was already written by God? So can I change my destiny, or is it already written?
See, what is my destiny? First is, this is, the three aspects are there. As I do not know future. Future will reveal future. So if my actions are really benevolent, if my action are selflessness, if in my action is detachment, it will take time, but I will get the right reward. So if I do with selfish motive, if I do with ego, naturally I will not get respect from others. People might be afraid of me, that I will insult others in order to show my brilliance and my quality. So sometime in situation, how, what you want the destiny, what is destined is long-term karma as well, but short-term karma, in short time, we can, if I am reaching, if I am going my right road, I will reach the destination. But if I change the road, I have to certainly go through some difficulties.
Finish?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Didi. Did that answer your question? Can you change your destiny? Yes, because your karma changes according to your intention. If it's an ego-driven action, it will go a negative path. If it's a selfless action, it will go a positive path. Therefore, changing...
There is no... After these situations which come, any test I will pass, the more the test I pass, with right wisdom, I get the result good. If I don't, I am careless, naturally result will be accordingly. It is like study. Now student cannot say what is my destiny. I am student and I have to study and I have to do my right exam. Not that my destiny is there, I failed. No. Why I failed? Because I did not pay my right duty to right time, or I was careless about my study. So this is also instant and long-term story like this.
Okay. Om Shanti.
Yeah.
Om Shanti. All right. So, thank you, Didi. Do you feel that there is a depth of wisdom here and we are just scratching the surface? Do you feel that with this soul? We think of her as the queen of karma. If we could sit next to her for an hour and just ask her questions, so much would be revealed and we would be challenged to not understand it, but to put all the pieces together because they're so subtle. Do you feel that with her? It's quite special, actually. Thank you, Didi, for sharing what you have shared with us already. Yeah. Would you like to sit with a moment of silence first, and yes, then I make announcements?
Better.
Okay.
Better.